Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked enough about Tony Rizzo from ESPN Cleveland losing his mind that I feel like we need to play it for the folks. This dude, Cleveland, what did they expect? Did they think
they thought they were going to beat the Steelers?
Oh, well, they haven't done that since 03 at Acrisure in a game where fans attend. Who cares about the playoff game? There were no fans there. Didn't count. COVID. I don't know what they expect. Would they? Oh boy. If they had won, they'd have been 2-4. Whoa. If they'd have won another one, they'd be 3-3. Oh boy. Here they come, the Cleveland Browns. Like, y'all knew they were going to suck. Like, when the Pirates fired Shelton, we reacted, and they had terribly underperformed even modest expectations. But then when they kept sucking, I wasn't going to let it affect my day-to-day happiness. We need to have an intervention, I think, with Cleveland Sports Talk radio hosts. We need to teach them the goose frabah method. Goose frabah.
They do not want to hear from us.
I sniffed again.
You did.
I don't feel sorry for Myles
no,
Garrett.
Listen, I don't
Stop
either.
Stop with this crap. He's not a leader. He's a hired gun here for money. And he wanted to leave your city and your team. End of story. Am I wrong?
No, Riz, you're exactly right.
What goes through your mind? What goes through your mind? I don't know. Every Friday when the direct deposit goes into my checking account, that's what goes through my mind.
If he's going to talk like this, Riz...
The ass-kissing of this guy is insane. Boy, are you getting the Tony Rizzo show today, man. You want Tony Rizzo today? You're getting Tony Rizzo. As if you were at my house.
Riz, if Myles Garrett wanted out so bad,
he should have stood by his demand and forced his way out.
Enough.
What goes through your mind? What goes through your mind? What? What are you talking about? Myles Garrett was a no-show yesterday. He never plays well against the Steelers. Rarely. Myles, where the hell were you yesterday? That's my question.
Oh, what goes through your mind when their ears are pinned back and everybody's getting a bunch of sacks?
They give a crap how many sacks Myles Garrett has. I'm not here for Myles Garrett. I want to win.
All right, a couple things. Number one, I feel like I'm watching an episode of Friends.
I know. What was the laughing noises in the background?
They got a laugh track. Why we get a laugh track? Am I watching Frasier? The third rock from the sun? What are we doing here?
Drew Carey show.
That's so weird to me. And was he hitting his own laugh track?
I don't know.
Was Tony Rizzo, whilst mid-aneurysm, crushing Myles Garrett, so satisfied with the points that he was making that he himself was hitting his own laugh track?
I don't know, but I kind of like it a little bit. To use with Quiz Callis after he says something stupid.
Okay. All right. We can learn a little thing from Tony Rizzo then, who's been doing radio in Cleveland forever. And I'm not making fun of... Well, I kind of am. I couldn't imagine doing this show every day and have a football team that, like, what am I supposed to say about them? The second thing was, you're getting the Tony Rizzo show today like you're at my house. What, is this how you act at home?
Wow.
My wife would leave me.
Yikes.
She'd take the cats, she'd take the dogs, she'd take her favorite child, and that'd be that. Nora, I'm talking about you. You get the Tony Rizzo show like you're living in my house. Sometimes I open up the fridge and there's no bologna and I lose my mind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He kind of did sound like Carmen, though. I feel like everybody from Cleveland sounds the same.
I think everybody from Cleveland every Monday for the last 30 years has woken up pissed off.
Yes.
Like every single Monday since the Browns got to town, there's been a pall over Cleveland. And that's got to beat you down to the point where you're playing your own laugh tracks to try to cheer yourself up.
And every single offseason, whether it's June, July, or after the draft, they try to talk themselves into this being the year. Every single year.
Well, Joe Flacco did lead us to the playoffs a couple of years ago. Oh, Kenny, I mean, had a winning record with the Steelers, doesn't turn the ball over. Now, Dylan Gabriel, I mean, he's a 26-year-old rookie. He threw a lot for a lot of yards in college. Did you know that they retired Shador Sanders' number? Quit Sean Junkins. That's a national champ. We might have a shot.
Yep.
And Miles, oh, he's going to be satisfied because he's making $40 million a year. You're right.
Every single year.
And you know what? Pirates fans don't do that.
No.
There are a few, like Harry, but the majority of Pirates fans, they go into a season, they're like, we're gonna suck. And you accept it. You're right. Browns fans, and they talk mad junk online too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to come into Pittsburgh and beat you.
Oh, really? Ooh.
I was 13 years old the last time they did that. Harry, you were, math. I struggle
four.
With the math. You were, he was
four.
Four.
That's crazy.
Tim Couch was the quarterback.
I remember that guy. Not really.
I'm sorry to like keep pile. No, I'm not. They haven't beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh since 2003. And Karma and Rizzo lose their minds as if like this was going to be the magical year that they did it. Coming off a trip to London, their third straight road game with a rookie quarterback. Like they're so surprised that they weren't able to beat the Steelers this time around. Like that's your own fault then.
You think there's some added frustration that Myles Garrett makes so much money though, and you think that if you're going to invest in all these players...
I think if you get paid that kind of money after releasing it on letterhead that you want to go to some place where you're going to win, then against your biggest rival, you can't just have two tackles and no sacks. You can't. Or you're going to fall victim to criticism.
Yeah, I think that this, I think there it's a lot deeper than Myles Garrett. I think it's...
Oh, he ain't the issue.
No, it's the organization.
But sometimes you go into a season and you're like, yeah, we're bad, but like the team's constructed poorly. The Browns have holes, but they're paying big-time players,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to trust a guy in Joe Flacco to be that guy, and then you just trade him. That would frustrate me if I were them.
You know how frustrating? If you say you're a Browns fan for real, say you're our age, right? You know how frustrating it would be to, and you have season tickets, and say you're behind the home team bench, and you just see Deshaun Watson strutting up and down the sidelines eating sunflower seeds with a tassel cap on. You know how mad that I would be knowing that he's $250 million and he just put you in hell, cap hell.
And yeah,
and he's still going to get paid.
He didn't pay $80
million. He's just walking
year.
Up and down the sidelines with sunflower seeds in his hand, just throwing them in his mouth, crunching them up, spitting them out.
His annual payout gets heavier year to year. That's how they constructed it. So
you know how mad that would make me?
And then you have to love.
And then you look to your right and you see, you know, what, last week you see Joe Flacco. You see Dylan Gabriel, who is like half the size of Joe Flacco. Then Shador's over there just miming.
My aunt, who has watched like six football games in her entire life and she's in her 70s, She said when they took the field, wow, that quarterback is short. Baker Mayfield stinks, though, right? Like, he's not playing well.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's rough.
That was Baker's character arc, I think.
You saw, hey, you draft a running back that is explosive, really good college running back. You're like, okay, fine. We parted ways with Nick Chubb, a guy that you know, actually we liked around here. Parted ways with him. We got Quinshon Judkins. He gets arrested. Like, what? That's insane. Think about it. It's insane. Kenny Pickett. Oh, you know what? Actually, Kenny Pickett can revive his career. Kenny Pickett tears his hamstring.
Injured.
What? Like, what?
All right. That was fun, if not cathartic. All we did there was just rip Cleveland for 10 minutes, and I'm fine with it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.